This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Lisa Ledeen. State legislators have proposed a budget that would make cuts to a popular library program. KAZU's Erin Malsbury reports.
The budget addresses an expected $12 billion deficit. One of the cuts is the Library State Parks Pass program. It lets patrons borrow a day parking pass for state parks. Some include a kit with gear like binoculars and wildlife guides. Santa Cruz Public Library's community relations specialist Anna Maria Treadwell says over 200 people are currently waiting for a pass.
The purpose of this program is to have access for all, and so it's difficult.
She hopes there will be a way to continue offering the service despite the cuts. The budget proposal rejected some of Governor Gavin Newsom's proposed cuts to other services, like certain Medi-Cal and homelessness programs. Erin Malsbury, KAZU News.
The Santa Cruz City Council has approved a ban on the sale of filtered tobacco products. The ban only applies to products with plastic filters, which break down into microplastics that enter the environment. Alongside environmental and health experts who spoke at the council meeting Tuesday, City Youth Liaison Ben Somerville presented the results of a survey of local kids.
Data has shown that youth agree that tobacco product waste is an issue that needs to be addressed within the city and our community.
The meeting was crowded with commenters for and against the ban. Enforcement will start in 2027, but depends on other jurisdictions finalizing similar laws. Capitola and the County of Santa Cruz have taken related steps. I'm Lisa Ledeen.